Nolte, Majority Don't Believe Jeff Zucker's Exit Will Help CNN. By John Nolte on February 8, 2022. Rasmussen Reports did some polling on CNN, the far-left propaganda outlet that deliberately spreads misinformation, conspiracy theories, and violence, and found about what you'd expect for a dumpster fire that's lost 80% of its audience and all of its credibility. When asked if they agreed or disagreed with the CNN slogan "the most trusted name in news," only 10% of those polled strongly agreed, while 23% agreed somewhat. However, a whopping 42% strongly disagreed and another 16% somewhat disagreed. That's a total of 58% who say CNN is not the most trusted name in news, compared to the 33% of morons who say it is. Nearly half of those polled, 48%, said they never watch CNN. Another 23% said they only watch occasionally. A mere 8% said they watch CNN every day. The pollster also asked if last week's resignation of disgraced CNN chief Jeff Zucker was a good or bad thing for CNN. Most people simply didn't care. "It will not make much of a difference," said 58%. Only 18% said it was a good thing, while 10% said bad. Here's my favorite question of the bunch. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? The media are truly the enemy of the people? The answer? A whopping 58% strongly, 29%, and somewhat, 29%, agree that the media are truly the enemy of the people. Only 37% strongly, 22%, or somewhat, 15%, disagreed. In other words, on the question on whether or not the media are truly the enemy of the people, the media are underwater by 21 points. Well, let's give credit where credit is due. The media worked very hard, put in lots of overtime, to earn our animus, to be seen, correctly, as our enemy, so the media deserve credit every one of those 58 points. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.